I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein with the Greater Boston Area Forecast. It's Wednesday, the 7th of October. Well, we have a frontal system approaching, and behind it, it's going to turn markedly cooler here for Thursday and Friday before we warm up for the weekend, especially on Saturday when it's kind of a little bit of a beach day, although it will be breezy. So with this frontal system approaching, it's going to lift the air up a little bit, and that could produce a few showers and storms this afternoon. Some of those storms could contain very strong gusty winds, but not all of us will see them. Temperatures today, 70 to 75. Those winds could gust up to 50 miles an hour, and because of the strong gusts, we could also see some scattered power outages, so definitely something to be aware of. Now, for tonight, the winds continue. They won't be as strong overnight, but it will be gusty, and we're going to fall down into the 40s, any showers coming to an end this evening. Tomorrow, a beautiful day, sunshine, but gusty again with the wind, northwesterly instead of southwesterly today. So Thursday, tomorrow is northwesterly, temperatures in the low 60s. It's cold tomorrow night, but not excessively so. I had thought maybe we'd see some frost here Friday morning, but right now it looks to me like the winds will stay up a little bit and most of the core of the cold air will be to the north. So we'll go 35 to 40. Doesn't mean we won't see a little bit of frost, but not the extensive frost and freeze I was a bit concerned about a week ago. For Friday, sunny, temperatures in the low 60s. And then as I mentioned, Saturday, we're in the mid to upper 70s, maybe near 80 in a couple of spots with a southwest wind. And then we get a little cooler here on Sunday, 65 to 70. It will be coolest at the coast with sunshine. And right now, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Monday, temperatures in the low 60s, a blend of clouds and sunshine. We also, of course, will be keeping an eye on Hurricane Delta. This is going to cross into the Gulf of Mexico after crossing the Yucatan Peninsula, and then we'll head towards Louisiana. That will happen sometime late Thursday and Friday. And right now, it looks like it's still going to be a major hurricane when it does that, when it crosses back into the United States. So something we'll be keeping an eye on, and this could be an absolutely catastrophic major hurricane. Have a great morning.